Prefin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 30th Turin Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, and today I am honored to be with Mark Christopher, director of 54, the director's cut, to do our follow-up. So welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be back in this beautiful city.
So you're not only back in Turin, but your film was the opening film for this 30th edition. So the Torino Gay and Lesbian Film Festival is really growing up and getting stronger and stronger every year. And you were there to celebrate this birthday.
Yes, yes, yes. Very honored to be the opening night film. And I think the first time I came here was maybe 1995 with my first short. So I've seen the festival change a lot, and it's just, and I've seen the city change a lot and get even more beautiful. So just love being back here. And also, the exciting thing about coming back here is that I showed a rough cut here about 7 or 8 years ago that caused a riot. And the riot that it caused was a good story to tell Miramax, the studio, when we were trying to convince them to release the film. So I think they were happy to let the film come back here for opening night.
And here's something I was curious about. You finally, after 17 years, if I'm correct, you finally managed to do the film you wanted to do. So the real 54. So I was wondering, after Berlinale, so after the film had its world premiere, how was the reception? What was the reception on the film? And was it like the reception that you thought he had to be?
I was hopeful, but it's been better than I thought. It's been very exciting. So we've gotten excellent reviews. We immediately got, I think, something like 60 film festival requests, and we're up to about 75 now in a couple of months, and I think that will just keep growing. And it will be on iTunes June 2nd, and and Lionsgate will be distributing it with iTunes. So just, I hoped people would embrace it. I sort of thought they would because there was this cult status around it, but I'm just so excited that so many people across the board and across the world have embraced it. And I have to say, I thought it would play well at the Castro Theater in San Francisco, but I didn't know it would be as crazy, as insane as it was, which is an experience that neither Ryan Phillippe nor I will ever, ever forget. We had a blast.
So you're happy. You think that they really got what you wanted to express? They really understood your film?
Oh, yes. Everybody really, really understands it, and everybody's really excited to see this cut of it. And what's interesting, is that, my cast and I made the other version, too. Now, we may have been forced to make that version, but we did make that. So there are lots of fans of that film, and that's cool. But it's exciting that I think pretty much everyone prefers this version because it is it's a fuller story. Thematically, it's a richer story. And it's the story that the actors and I set out to make. So we're all so excited to have it out there.
Yes, because I want to cite something that you said yesterday during your Q&A, that when they asked you what was your personal touch, you mentioned that the crew, while you're working at the film, is something similar to when you're working in a restaurant. It's like a big family. It's like, so that feeling of sharing that moment, you expressed it very well, and there's something that made it very personal to the audience as well.
Right, 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 yeah. I think that the reason that this film got made, because at the time, in 1997, when I shot the film, there were many, many competing Studio 54 projects, and mine was the one that got made, I think, because it was a more democratic version. It was about the kids who worked at the club. And I just always loved working in restaurants prior to working in film because of the family that was created there. So one of the underlying themes in the film is that you can find family in the most unlikely of places, even in a crazy, decadent nightclub.
One last question that I'm curious. I wanted to ask you, did you find like some similarities in the way that the Italian audience got your film and, received your film, or there are differences that you were hit about?
Actually, I didn't stay for the screening. I was actually at dinner during the screening, so I can't answer that question specifically. But I will say that absolutely every screening is different, even within a city. In a different venue, it changes. So in Berlin, it was in three different venues, and each one was a very different experience. The Castro was like a madhouse for lunatics in the best way. This was very calm. This was actually a very sort of respectful, calm reception, I thought. But again, after the rivolta that we had last time, it was really interesting to have it, to have it be this very sort of classy opening night film after we had a riot here last time. So it was very, I just really enjoyed it. So
let's see what happens now, because we're going to watch the second screening here at Turin and Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. Thank you, Mark Christopher, for being here with us. And I really hope to meet you again.
Yes, same here. Thank you. It's been wonderful getting to know you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.